This is the emergency room of one of the main hospitals in New York City, and we are delivering 100 meals today for the emergency room personnel.
Let's go.
My name is Luca Di Pietro, and I'm the owner of Taraluce Vino, a group of restaurants in New York City. We have 5 locations all over the city. Our locations were all shut down because of the ordinance from the mayor, and we were only able to do takeout and delivery. A friend of ours called us saying, how can we help? Can I order some food for delivery? Maybe you guys can bring some food to an emergency room. She purchased 40 meals, and we gladly delivered them to the ER. You know, when I actually delivered with my wife, I delivered the food, the emergency room personnel, they were so grateful for their food, for somebody, about someone thinking about them. So I was thinking it through and I said, how do I keep the lights on? How do I keep my people employed? And how do I help first responders? So the idea just came organically, and I told my daughter, I said, why don't we build a website so people can purchase meals through us and we can deliver them to emergency rooms.
I was finishing up my senior year at Harvard, and we got an email telling us that we all had to get off campus due to the coronavirus crisis. So when that happened, I came back to New York City, and when I got home, I saw that my father's restaurants were struggling. So my contribution to Feed the Frontlines NYC was to build the website, and I was able to do that because I had some amazing friends who got together when they heard about this idea, and they were all really willing to help out, and I had a friend help me build the website pretty much overnight. And so we put it all together, came up with a name, got people working on social media, and we've had an incredible response since then.
I'm a donor. It was a very easy decision. It's kind of a win-win. Luca can keep some people employed and they get some gratitude and food to frontline healthcare workers.
We're very thankful. We have a very big staff of doctors, technicians, and taking care of the patients. So we are very thankful. We don't know how to thank the people that donated the food and whoever cooked it. We are extremely thankful and blessed.
We're coming back every day for as long as you need us. Okay, we have so many people that want to participate in this effort. So we're coming back every day.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Be well. Stay safe.
As this effort is going on, more restaurants are reaching out, and also food vendors, coffee vendors. As demand grows, we will bring more restaurants in.
Thank you so much for the donation.
Thanks, guys. All good? Take care.
All right.
Bye. Have a good one. See you later.
Taraluce so far is keeping people employed and most importantly, getting food to frontline workers. I hope other restaurants can do it.